Hello guys, welcome to Together Forever. I am Dumisani Mfune and with me in studio is
Mandla Lupondwana.
We've been talking about respect and disrespect and how we can prevent certain fights. And Mandla has really been breaking it down for us. And for me as a husband, Mandla, you've really shed light.
I'm glad.
So, what light are you going to shed for us today?
Today, I want us to get into respect and submission.
Okay.
When we demand respect from our wives, funny enough, we are not talking submission. We are not talking about them submitting, because your wife can submit to you without respecting you. She can respect you without submitting to you. That's the funny thing. She can do her own thing in a very respectful way. And usually for us Christians, we will run to the Bible. And in the Bible, we go to Ephesians chapter 5, where the Bible says, wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. Mm-hmm. We feel, well, see, the Bible tells wives to submit to us. There are certain things I want us to clarify about the two things, submission and respect. First, if you want your wife to respect you, if you want anybody to respect you, you need to earn that respect. You can never demand respect. Respect is never legislated. I think we had said that in one of our earlier programs. Mm-hmm. You don't get respect purely because of your position. You can get admiration, yes. You can get people to fear you, yes. And sometimes when people love you, they'll give you the benefit of the doubt. But you earn respect. If you want your wife to treat you with respect, you need to earn that respect. There needs to be something in your conduct that is worth respecting. There needs to be something in the way you do things that is worth respecting. When I counsel young people who are going to get married, I will always ask the lady if she respects the husband, the man she wants to marry. And the natural reaction is yes. And I say, why? And that's where the difficulty comes in. I say, what about him is worth respecting? And then she'll look up into the sky and talk about how he's such a sweet guy. I say, but that's not something you respect. You need something that you can respect even when he annoys you. You know, even when you disagree with him, you still have a level of respect for him. There are people in life that we do respect. And when we those people that we respect, even when you disagree with them, you respect them. Mm-hmm. For example, make an example for anybody who may be listening there. You may look at Nelson Mandela, Dr. Nelson Mandela, our former president in South Africa, and say, I have great respect for that man. You may not always agree with what he says, mm-hmm. but you respect him. There's something about him in his life and the things that he's done that is worth respecting. He has come to earn our respect.
Worldwide, even.
Worldwide. Right. Do you fear the man? No, you don't fear him. Do you respect him? Of course you respect him. Mm-hmm. Of course you respect him.
Even though you've never met him.
You've never met the man, but you respect him. Now, that's what respect is. It's something that you earn. It's something that your conduct, your lifestyle, the way you've done things has earned you. Your wife is able to look at you and say, wow, she respects this man. And I'll tell you, it's a powerful thing when your wife respects you because she lives with you. She sees your strong points and she sees your weaknesses. When she has come to respect you, it means that she's seen the total picture. She's seen your weaknesses, she's seen your strengths, and she's able to say, I respect. So as husbands, I want us to start thinking that we need to earn our wives' respect and not expect that our title of husband, our title of head of household will get us respect. What that title gets you is submission. Mm. It gets her to do things you say, and she does that because she feels you are the head of the household, and so she will yield to you. It doesn't mean she respects you. The fact that she does what you say, the fact that when you say don't go there, she does not go, may not always reflect respect. It's just submitting. Sometimes it's because she knows you're going to beat her up. Sometimes she's trying to avoid a fight because she's tired of fighting with you. And sometimes she may just feel that it is your right to do so. So we get submission. And when we run to the Bible will say our wives should submit to us. It is not going to say they should respect us. Of course, in Ephesians 5:33, the NIV translates the word fear there to be respect. We'll get to that later on when we're talking about that text. But generally, we should know that when we run to the Bible is going to talk to our wives submitting to us and not respecting us. We need to earn respect. We need to make sure as husbands, on an ongoing basis, we earn our wives' respect. Mm-hmm. If you don't focus on earning your wife's respect, you'll be surprised 10 years later when she doesn't respect you. Respect is more like love. It's something that you must constantly nurture. Mm-hmm. It is something that you must constantly build on. When we get to talk about how to be loving with one another, you'll realize it's not enough for you as a man to say, on the day you marry your wife, I love you. And that's it. And then later on tell her, look, I told you I love you. And when I change my mind, I'll come and tell you. You need to constantly say and do things that say to your wife, I love you, that communicate that you care.
That reinforce that.
Yes, that reinforce it. Same applies with respect. We need to constantly build that respect because there'll be a lot of things that will keep on challenging that respect. There'll be a lot of situations that will come and challenge that respect. And over time, when you live with a woman that respects you, she is able to yield with you when she disagrees with you, and she does it in a way that makes you feel good about being married to her. You'll have a situation where your wife completely disagrees with you, but does so in such a way that men around you will be envious of how your wife deals with you. If you earn your wife's respect, it's amazing how she can lift you up as a man and make you feel like a man, not just in private, but in front of other people. And that's what we want. The last thing a man wants is to be shown disrespect in front of other people. If we have learned to earn the respect of our wives in private, it's amazing what they will do for us in public. So that's what I want to say to us today. Yes, we will run to submission. Next time we're going to talk about submission and go to the scripture and just deal with the issue of what's so that we can know how to handle that particular passage in Ephesians chapter 5. But now I want us to know as husbands, it is our responsibility to earn that respect. It is our responsibility to make sure that the things we do and the things that we don't do constantly make our wives want to respect us. If you don't try to earn your wife's respect, you won't get it. And don't blame that on culture. Don't blame it on education. Don't blame it on money. Don't blame it on television. If you don't earn your wife's respect, it's nobody else's fault but yours as a man. I'm saying this, it sounds as very strong language coming from one man to another. But I have seen that sometimes we hide behind westernization. Sometimes we hide behind our wives' education. Sometimes we hide behind our wives having jobs and the income that they have. If we don't earn that respect, we lose it. It happens to us as husbands.
Just to make sure that we end this correctly, just remind us, what do we need to do, you know, to ensure that we are earning that respect, you know, around the home? You know, we come home from work, we're tired, we're exhausted, but we still want to make sure that whatever happens when we're at home, whether it's the end of the day or the beginning, we're doing things that will earn that respect. What are some of the things we...
What you are supposed to do as a man, do it. You know what you're supposed to be doing as a man. What is your responsibility? Meet your responsibilities. If you forget and you are reminded, deal with it. Just do your part as a man. Secondly, be fair to your wife. If times have changed and she works as a housewife in your home, she goes out to work and she gets a job and she brings in an income, treat her with fairness. If she is raising the kids, don't make her the 90% parent and you be the 10% parent. Paying for your kid's life is just one portion of you being a parent. Be there. So those two major things will make you earn your wife's respect. Do what is your responsibility and be fair in dealing with her. Don't try and twist culture. Don't try and twist tradition in order to lay an undue burden on your wife. Mm-hmm. Let's not do that. Do what is... We know the things we should not be doing. Just don't do it. The things we've spoken about that make them disrespect us deliberately, avoid those things. Mm-hmm. Avoid them. So it's simple. Do what you're supposed to do as a husband. You know what that is. And treat your wife fairly. Treat her with fairness and kindness, and you'll be amazed. That's all. They don't need major things. Because those things, you will find that to them easily constitute love. We'll talk about these other romantic things that spice things up, but those two things, even for the most traditional men, those things will keep on earning you your respect. Because the responsibilities you have as a man are daily. They are weekly, they are monthly, they are annual. Those are your responsibilities. And as she sees you meet your responsibility, nothing says man to a woman like when she sees you meet your responsibilities, when she's able to sit with other women who are complaining that they don't know what their husbands do with their money, and she knows in her heart of hearts that she knows exactly what every cent of your, where every cent of your money goes. She sits there and she feels, that's my man. When she sits with other women and other women say, when the weekend comes, I see my husband on a Friday morning, I'll see him again on Monday morning or Monday evening when he comes back from work. And she knows that every night she knows where you're sleeping. If you're not at home, she knows exactly where you are. That says to her, that's my man. These are things that earn us respect. They're not major things that are out of this world. You don't have to go and step into another culture. The stuff that you know that you're supposed to do, and the stuff you know that you're not supposed to do, don't do. And those are the things that earn us respect from our wives. Will we fight? Yes. Will we disagree? Yes. Mm-hmm. And even when we disagree with them, understand. Understand them and treat them with fairness. That's it. That is it.
That's it.
It is not a mystery. That is it. And you'll find that, go to any culture, talk to senior people in that culture, talk to the old men, talk to the old women in that culture, talk to your grandparents if they are still alive. They will tell you the same thing.
Wow. Thanks again, man. Guys, you've heard that. Respect is earned, but earning it is a lot easier than you realized. So keep listening to this. There's a lot more to come. Until next time, I am Dumisani Mfune.
And I'm Mandla Lopondwana.
God bless.